Every person what? Gets 1%?
Whoever gives, we have to donate Bhagavatam to a worthy person. So that worthy person, he does.
This is a Brahmin. I don't know, I've read this quotation, says so to a Brahmin. They know how to read Sanskrit. You give it to a rickshaw, what is he going to do with it? This is giving to someone who can use it. So giving donations, shastras in general, you have to see the context also. When shastras tell to give a donation, they tell who's qualified to receive a donation. So shastra dan is given to shastra type people. So any caste, Shudra, Vaishya, Brahmin, they can all be given charity, except Kshatriyas, they don't give charity because they have all the money. They're kings, what are they going to give them? You know, give them apple pie or something. But Shudras receive charity, money, food, etc. Vaishyas or Brahmins. So Brahmins, when you're talking about giving Shastra, everything has to be coordinated. The Don Patra, the recipient of Don, must match the Don. So the Don is Shastra. What Shastra? Paramahamsa Samhitam, which is the Bhagavatam, which is meant for Nirmatsarya Jana, means non-envious people. Vaishyas are very envious. Kshatriyas is very envious. Shudras are most envious. Brahmins are supposed to be free from envy. So all this Bhagavatam is meant to be given to them and studied by them. So who is a worthy recipient of your budget putting in Bhagavat Shastra Dan? The worthy recipient is a Brahmin. It should be a Brahmin, a learned Brahmin, not just goofball Brahmin. You know, two-piece thread Brahmin. Two-piece Upavita Brahmin. Should be Shastra Nipun, Shastra Vidwan. Should be learned and expert in Shastra. And be born in a Brahmin family, or born in a Kshatriya family, or born in a Vaishya family. These three orders of society, according to Vedic Shastra, are eligible to receive Brahmin Diksha, Brahmin Gayatri, and Upanayana. Upanayana Sanskar. For Shudras and everybody, Antyajas and Shudras. Antyajas means person born outside. Vedic culture means outside of India, basically. They're called Shudras or Antyajas. They have no adhikar eligibility to receive Brahmin Gayatri, according to the Vedas Shastra. Sometimes Brahmins get so many Bhagavatams donated, they go and sell them to the bookshop after. Just like here, people come and give clothes to the Babaji's, they give shudras and dhotis, and give like 5 meters of cloth or whatever. So the Babaji's get on a bus and go to Vrindavan, Azra Kartik, and they go to the cloth shops and sell them back at a discount price, and then the guy makes double profit. Sells one shutter to one businessman who gives a donation to a Babaji during Karti, and the Babaji comes to Azra to sell them back. And they need money, they don't need clothes. They're wearing clothes, what do they need clothes for? If you want to they give copper don, and they give pots and pans. They all get recycled, they all go to Vrindavan. You see, Azra Karti is hundreds of Babaji's on buses going to Vrindavan to sell their extra lotus and talis and everything. I've been here for 36 years, and I've seen a big saints, big rich people come to Radhakund with a big truck full of talis. A thousand talis and bowls and plates, whole set, and just giving everybody, there's a line behind the truck, is a madhouse, India, crazy. Everybody gets a tali with four bowls and a stainless steel cup. It's worth 1,000 rupees. So they go off to Vrindavan on Monday, get a donation on Sunday, make 500 rupees. Or 300, whatever. So everybody wins. It's good to give Don.